Back on Hawardig, Private Clay Othick shot a chicken. When it was time for all the vehicles to move up and start loading prisoners, all hell broke loose. And in the midst of all this, a panicked flock of chickens came hurtling out in front of Othick's gun. One of the birds turned to a puff of feathers when hit by a round from his 50 cal. Little Hunter had bagged yet another species. Othick was the smallest guy in the company and looked about 13, so he was assigned, per standard operating procedure, to the biggest gun, a Ma Deuce, the Browning M2 50 caliber machine gun, which was mounted in the roof turret of his Humvee. They called him Little Hunter because back home, while other guys would head for the bars of Auburn and Atlanta when they had time off, sometimes, during hunting season, Othick, a country boy from Missouri, would vanish into the woods around Fort Benning with his rifle and come back with wild turkey or deer, which he would clean right there in the barracks and deliver up to the mess. Othick had been keeping track of the days in Moog in a small journal he had stashed in his rucksack. He addressed each entry to his parents and planned to just give it to them when he got back. His fondness for writing made it particularly galling that he didn't get as many letters as the other guys, and most particularly that he didn't have a girlfriend to correspond with. Still, the feeling was that any letter from a woman was better than none. Specialist Eric Spaulding, a guy from Missouri who was his best buddy, got some good ones and let Othick read them. This was nice, but it made Othick feel pathetic. He was thinking about getting his sister to write him a real sexy letter, just so he'd have something of his own to show off. He and Spaulding had become good buddies and made a plan to drive back to Missouri together in Othick's pickup truck when they got home. They were hoping to get back to Missouri in time for fall deer season. But what Othick wanted most, more even than to go home, was more missions. On the night of September 25th, the Skinny shot down a 101st Division Blackhawk. Three crew members were killed when the downed chopper burst into flames, but the pilot and co-pilot escaped. They exchanged fire with gunmen on the street until friendly Somalis steered them to a vehicle and got them out. Othick had been on guard duty that night. He wrote in his journal, "Today the flag was at half-mast for three 101st pilots who died in the crash. They were shot down by an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade. Later they had a ceremony."